A surge on top of a surge. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. That's what many are predicting will happen next month at our southern border.
The public health order that allowed expulsion of migrants at the border because of COVID will be ending on May 23rd. DHS is preparing for as many as 18,000 migrants attempting to cross into the U.S. per day, and that is more than double the current average of 7,000 per day. So the CDC is giving DHS 7 more weeks before Title 42 ends to scale up its preparedness, including a program to vaccinate up to 6,000 migrants a day at 27 locations across the southwest border.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Many Democrats, specifically progressives, have been calling for the end of Title 42 for months. No escape from a coastal city in Ukraine as the Russian bombardment continues.
Russia's really bearing down on the eastern city of Mariupol right now, preventing humanitarian aid from getting in and preventing civilians from getting out. Only 6,000 of the roughly 100,000 people who are still trapped in that city managed to make it out after Russian forces blocked many of the buses there. The Red Cross even halting its attempt to make evacuations, saying that conditions made it impossible to proceed.
Fox's Alex Hogan in the western Ukrainian city of Lviv. Turkey has offered to evacuate residents of Mariupol by ship. A third arrest has been made in Texas in connection with the death of an off-duty police officer. A 17-year-old boy was picked up on a capital murder warrant following the shooting death of a Harris County sheriff's deputy. The deputy was killed Thursday night after shopping for groceries with his wife. The officer was shot after confronting three people who were allegedly trying to steal the catalytic converter from his vehicle. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The official commissioning of a nuclear-powered submarine has taken place in Wilmington, Delaware.
This latest ship to carry the USS Delaware is part of a long, the name is part of a long tradition of serving our nation proudly and strengthening our nation's security, security of the United States of America, not just us, but our allies and partners around the world as well.
President Biden and the First Lady were there. Another chapter in an ongoing legal saga surrounding the former governor of New York.
Andrew Cuomo is suing New York State's Ethics Commission in a running dispute over his earnings from a book about his efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. He's accusing the Joint Commission on Public Ethics of violating his constitutional rights. The commission granted approval for Cuomo's book deal back in July of 2020 after being told that Cuomo would not use state personnel or resources. A state assembly investigation later found that was not the case, and the Joint Commission ordered Cuomo to turn over the proceeds. Andrew Cuomo's camp saying any state employees involved used personal time. A commission spokesperson has declined to comment. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
When the chips are down, Americans step up. That's what a group of farmers did.
The state of Maine is renowned for many things, including its potatoes. They had a bumper crop this past season, which was good news for local farmers. And as it turns out, it's also good news for those potato growers out west. They did not have a very good growing season thanks to high heat and dry weather. So Maine farmers banded together and shipped by rail more than 21 million pounds of spuds, more than 2,500 miles for processing into French fries and other products to be exported from Washington. And those potatoes bound for Idaho, meanwhile, were seed potatoes, which will be used in planting this spring.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.